Off the ball. Rugby.
Then all we'll never know until we play. We know on the evidence of play well for your province, play well in Europe, play well in the URC, consistently back it up for a couple, four, five, six matches. And then people go, give him a go.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Well, delighted to be joined ahead of the new Women's Premier Division season by the Sligo Rovers captain, Emma Hansbury. Just maybe talk to me first about your general, you know, excitement, anticipation for the new season.
Yeah, we're really excited now, to be fair. We've 3 weeks done of pre-season, so, you know, it seems like we're well settled in at this stage. There's been some hard days, of course, pre-season. Everyone knows how tough it can be, but 3 weeks done and 6 weeks to go before the season starts, so everyone is really excited, enthusiastic at the moment.
I did see the club posting just a kind of confirmation that you'd re-signed for the season yesterday.
Yeah.
So was there any kind of doubt over that? Were you being linked anywhere else, or had you got interest from anywhere else?
No, just a delay. You know, the way life goes the last few weeks, we've just been really busy, you know, with training, working, maybe travelling a bit as well. So a lot of the other girls have gone in for their season photo so far. I didn't just yet, so they had to announce it before the league launch today.
You were telling me you'll be turning 32 in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
Do you feel is it harder for women's footballers to, I suppose, maybe have a longer career in the game than it is for men's players?
Yeah, look, I think it's quite evident in my own self. You know, recovery definitely takes a little bit longer the older that you're getting. And I think with all the young kids who are coming up through the league as well, you know, you're playing against 17, 18, 19, 20 year olds who are naturally fit. So I think the older you get, you just have to adjust your game to suit yourself, really. So thank God I'm playing with, you know, younger people who have maybe more miles in the legs, I suppose, than I do. So you just have to adjust to who you're playing. I think probably naturally men tend to play a little bit longer than women's do for many different reasons. But, you know, you've seen some big legends only retire last season from the league who are well on into their 30s, so it can be done. Mm-hmm. It just takes maybe a little bit more commitment on our behalf.
Regarding the physical side of the game for yourself, then, do you find you do a huge amount of work in pre-season, maybe outside of what the club is doing?
Yeah, I think it's important. Again, the older you get, you have to focus on. Unfortunately, I've had quite a lot of injuries the last four seasons. Last season has been completely injury free for me, which was great. I hadn't had that the first three seasons. I was sidelined a lot, so it's just about doing a lot of prehab before the season starts, gym work, you know, just trying to make yourself as robust as possible and hope to avoid any of the unlucky injuries throughout the year.
On episode 2 of Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors podcast, the stories behind the transfers that almost happened but just about didn't. Focuses on one of the greatest of all time, Pelé.
Pelé. Baba, back to Pelé. Now what's he going to do? He's got the third! Oh, beautiful goal!
And how the Santos superstar nearly swapped Brazil for Hanover. And how a Nazi ice machine salesman nearly pulled the deal off. Dropping in your OTB football podcast feed this Monday. Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors.
Is it something you feel as a captain you need to do to, I suppose, just show that, set that good example for younger players in the squad?
Yeah, I think so. Although it's an amateur league as such, you know, them days are over. You know, you're training four nights of the week on the pitch. You have three other days where you have to be in the gym doing your own bits or out doing runs and things like that. So there's really not much of a chance to rest at all. And I think if you do, that's when you get found out. It's become far more professional, the league, in the last few years. More demands are expected of you. Standards have definitely raised. And maybe as captain, yeah, you definitely have to lead by example and set standards and make sure people are doing their work outside of training as well as on the pitch.
As captain of Sligo Rovers, like, there's not many people get to represent their local club as a player. And then again, there's even fewer get to do it as a captain. Like, what kind of sense of pride does that bring to you when you take to the field as the Sligo Rovers captain of your local club?
Yeah, it's huge for me. I love nothing more than captain in Sligo Rovers. Sligo girl, as you said. And I was asked in another interview what was one of my favourite memories, I suppose, over the last few seasons. But for me, I think it was that first game when you got to walk out as captain, because it was a feeling of they finally have a women's team. Things are going to get better from here. And that was probably the best feeling, being able to captain your hometown when, you know, there were so many talks over the previous years to put a women's team into the League of Ireland. So for me, it's great honour and pride. And even having friends and family there, and to be honest, Sligo Rovers is a real community club. So, you know, even the fans coming to the games, they're the same dedicated fans that come to our games and the men's games. The club back us just as much as they back the men's. So I think all of that adds to the great honour it is to captain the team.
Yeah, because I was going to mention about the whole community ethos of Sligo Rovers. It's a members club.
Yeah.
Raising funds isn't easy for the club every season. We see the hard work that's done by volunteers and by fundraisers around. Does it give you that bit of extra motivation when you're playing for the club, representing the club, the fact that it's been so hard for them to get a women's team on the pitch?
Yeah, I think so. But they've never let us down. It's completely a community club, and week in, week out, they support the men's and women's team, and we're never left short of what we want or what we need. So I think that's a huge testament to the club and the people that they have. They're just real Sligo people who want to see the town doing well. It's a real football town. It's a real football town. It always has been. So they've been blessed over the years with the generosity of the locals and big sponsors within the town who want to help the club progress and achieve greater things. And both the women's and men's team, from our behalf, it's clear to see how much the community has an effect, because I guess without them, the club wouldn't be running. But there's a lot of hard work from volunteers, of course, to bring in money. And it's a lot of pressure and I'm sure a lot of stress at times. But on our behalf, we don't see that, because the club are good enough to give us everything that we need. And we're really thankful for that.
I suppose on a footballing note, it is hard for Sligo Rovers, I suppose, to compete consistently over the season, to close the gap on some of the clubs in the top three, top four. I think cups maybe give you that chance to, maybe have a cup run, good cup run during the season. So, like, with that in mind, were you a bit disappointed with the cups last season, and how would you like to change that this year?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there. You know, we're definitely a cup team. We thrive for cup games. We've done well, I suppose, the last few years. Even the FAI Cup, we've got to the semi-final. Last season was definitely disappointing, because once you hit August time and you're bottom of the league table, it's really hard to keep yourself motivated and enthusiastic to go out each week. So for us, a big thing this year, we'll try and progress as far as we can in the cup. We have to focus on the cups. That's, I suppose, where we've got a lot of joy the last few seasons, and keeps everyone going, especially the second half of the season. So for us, that'll be a big area of something that we'll work on this year to try and progress in.
Champions at Lone Town. First day of the season.
Yeah.
Can you spring a shock?
Well, we hope to. We're definitely going to go in with that attitude. At Lone, obviously, you know, got to respect how good they are, the quality of them, you know, the unbelievable season that they had last year. I enjoy watching them as a team. I think they're unbelievable. But, you know, we're playing them possibly at the right time. We have them at home. First game of the season for us and first game of the season for them. So, you know, I'm sure they won't have everything as spot on as they'd like to. So it could be the best chance that we have at getting a surprise result this season. So we'll see how it goes.
The showgrounds will be happening.
Hopefully, yeah.
Great stuff. Emma, best luck of the season. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
For chatting to us.
No problem. Thank you.